Ishbem Toivus Hanola Bailim. But by Trumas and Maisris, there's such a thing as Toivus Hanola Bailim. Rashi says it means Dova Muit. Toivus no means the owner of the Trumas and Maisris. Before he gives it to the Kohen, he has a little bit benefit from it. What is the benefit that he have? So Rashi says the Dova Muit, a small amount of money. If someone will give you like money and tell you, do me a favor and give this truma to my brother, to my koruv, so the bailim, the owner, is allowed to receive it. But soon the Gemara says, but the kohen cannot receive it. Rashi going on the side that it's also like the Gemara. Let's see, the Gemara says, Toibus hanola bailim keitzad. What's the case? The case where it's mutter is Yisrael shehifrish truma mikiriyav. A Yisrael that set aside truma from his crap, from kri, from his silon of tvua. Or motzi Yisrael acher, another Jew comes to this Yisrael and tells him, listen, v'yomaloi, holochosel, let me pay you a little bit of money, I'll give you $1, $10. Holochosel is there, or teneya leben biti kain, please give this truma now to my daughter's son, that's a kain. So muta, a Yisrael is allowed to do this. But Yisrael doesn't look like he's because he's not buying it for himself, he's giving it to his koruv, so he's allowed to pay the owner of the truma money. So that's called the bailim. The owner has some hanor from the truma. But let's say but if one kohen will go to another kohen and give him money to say, look, please give me your truma to me, that's also. That's what Rashi explained. Rashi explaining if one kohen will give money to another kohen to give the truma to his koruv, that's also. Right, and if the kohen would give money to a Yisrael, right, that Yisrael should give the truma to his koruv, that's also. So Rashi says, kibun l'didei chazia, since the truma is fit for this kohen, have a nirukal kohen and say, yeah, it looks like you're buying, like you're working to get that truma. So one kohen cannot give money to a Yisrael to give the truma even to another kohen. But a Yisrael is allowed to. A Yisrael is allowed to give money to another Yisrael to give money to give the truma. So that's called Toivus Hanor. It's called a little bit the bailis that the original owner owns in his truma. Now the Gemara says, Vitona, a question like, my time aloikoma matnas kuna. Like in the first brice, it spoke about three things. About the matnas kuna of a bechor, about the zroya lachiyayim v'keva, and about the truma. Now when it says that the owner has Toivus Hanor, it only says the case of Truma and Maisrois. Hey, what happened to the case of a Bechor, and what happened to the case of Matnas Kunav, Zeroyim Lechayim Bekeva? So more into Zenechanami, they did not have Toivus Hanor on that. Omulach, I'll tell you like this. Truma di Kedusha Sagufi. Truma, once you mafra Truma, there's no way to take the Kedusha off it. It always remains with the Kedusha Saguf of Truma. The Chivon Deloy Mischalo. Since even if you pay money, like to exchange the Kedusha, you can't get the Kedusha off the Truma. Therefore, lo yosel mitibo. People won't come to make mistakes as if to think that maybe people say that since the Yisrael paid money for the Truma, the Kedusha goes off the Truma onto the money, and the Truma you can eat whichever way you want. So by Truma, we're not afraid about this. Therefore, you're allowed to pay money to get the Truma, and we're not afraid people think it has no more Kedusha. Everybody knows you can't get the Kedushas of Truma off the Truma. Mashenkein, Hani, Pravir Baye Bechor, when it comes to say about Mum, or these Israel Lechayim Kevo, Kivon, the Kedusha's Domin Ninu. Once they give it to a Kayin, it only has a Kedusha's Domin, that it came to the Kayin. Is also the Mitoye Behon. People make mistakes with them, because Dovim Mithala Kedushasayu, Aar Bezuzi. The also the Minig Behen, Minig Dechulin. And people think, listen, that the Yisrael paid money for it. He paid, let's say, these four Zuzim. For this matnas kuna for the bechor, so the person, the kohen or the yisrael that's getting it now, he'll think there's no more kedusha on it, and it'll be noig minig bizoin minig chulin. So that's why we're afraid. Therefore, you can't pay to get matnas kuna, because here we're afraid. And Rashi says, "Avolhani matonis bechor kedusha dom ninu the imrotz a kohen limcha besor bechor. If a kohen wants to sell after he got the bechor, would have a balmum and he shechted it, so the meat he's allowed to sell to another yisrael." The same thing with Zerui L'chayayim V'keiva, the matanah that somebody gave to the Kohen, the Kohen's allowed to sell it. So, Moichanli, so we sold it to Yisrael. V'sulei boile l'Yisrael l'mechlinu b'tzli v'chadol, Yisrael does not need it anymore, like the Kedusha or Bigdula teed it when it only roasted and with mustard. He echid the Yovid Kohen, the same way a Kohen does it. Hilkach, therefore, also I Kohen, this Kohen also will make a mistake and think that since somebody bought it for him, he'll also think that it's called like a kinyan in a pediyah, that you don't have to be in a kedusha with it. So therefore, the Rabbanu were machmir, you should not buy or pay money that somebody should give you the matonis, and nor they should always be naig minig a gedula with it. Rashi says, that's the thing of the gedula. That's how he says, being in the moshko b'dashin the gedula kadera sham locha meichlem v'sli v'chad, you have to eat these matonis the gedula. So therefore, we do not want somebody to pay money to the Yisrael to give it to the Kohen in order that the Kohen will still be naig the gedusha with them. So Tevis knows only by Trumas and Isis. Now the Gemara says, Oh my Rovo, Trumas Chutzalorits. That at Midirabonim, you have to take off Truma from Paris to go on Chutzalorits. So there are a lot of coolness upon it. So first of all, Rovo says, Ein bo mishum kain hamaseh beves agronis. There's no issa. A kain is a lot of work for the Yisrael, and the Yisrael could pay him, the pay with a Truma. It's muta. Even though on Eretz Yisrael it's also, on Truma derives it's also. But on Truma Dirabonim, though, it's muta to get paid for with the Truma. Rukavai says that it's not that much Kaddish, it's only with the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim were in Machmir, you could be knowing this with Truma the Rabbanim. Another law, and then the Mor says, Rav Chomo, Yoyev Le Lishmai. Nechlami Rav Chomo used to give it to his servant that was a Kohen for the pay, as he was a servant, he used to work for him, and he used to give him pay Truma. Oma Shmuel, Shmuel says, not a Kula. Oma Shmuel, Truma, Chutzaloritz. If you mafresh truma chutzalorets, the locher is betela barayv. You know it's bottle chad betray 1 and 2. Even though that truma diraisa, we owe this only bottle chad b'meyer 1 in 100. But over here, by truma dirabonin, the truma chutzalorets, it could be bottle 1 and 2. So Rashi learns betela barayv. Rashi says loichol lazar, that if one apple of trumas falls into two other apples, it's bottle barayv, and even a zar could eat it. Rashi says loibin and echemay, you don't need 101 here. Another kula that even a kohen could eat it when he's tamei is like bottle the kedusha truma that even a zara or a kohen could eat. That's what Rashi learns. So Rashi learns even mutter for zara to eat. I think Toys learns no. Toys learns a zara cannot eat it. The ikakulri that a kohen, even though he's tamei, still is not eat it when it's bottle beroiv. Now, like the Gemara says later. Rabba mevat lebaroiv. Rabba did it lechatchil even. He had this truma that became tomei in chutz laretz, and he threw it into two other pieces that was tahor or chulin, and became bottle baroiv. The ochol of he made tumasa. He himself, he was a kohen, and yet it be made tumasa. It's a little right to tesis that the ikahetir is for a kohen tivit even though he's tomei. Now, Rav Huna bereit Rabbi Yeshua ki misrami le chamra de truma. When somebody, he was a kohen. When somebody gave him some truma, a bar wine of truma, he misramal echam the truma chutz loretz. Have a romi tray nata the chulin. Right away, he would put inside it two portions of chulin of wine inside it, and v'chad nata the truma and one portion of truma. So, kis that there were two portions of chulin here, this natla that were a measurement, and one natla of truma. So it was bottle bereiv, and then v'shaka chad mikan. Then he took out one from here. So the kitza, it was like bottle broiv, so he doesn't have to worry whether it's tomei, whether it's tor. That's the way you eat it. V'shak echad. Now, mikan ve'lech afterwards, romi chodah v'shak echadah. He just threw in one and took out one. He threw in one of truma, so he just took out one, because this one of truma is always bottle broiv there. So kitza, he was known to be mevato, the truma, even though it's tomei, broiv, chulin, and then you will not eat it. That's another chiddush of Shmuel. Another chiddush. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel also says that Trumas Chutz Loretz Oichal V'Hoylich V'Yachakach Mafresh, that this Truma that grows at the Tevel that grows in Chutz Loretz, so you let it eat from it first and then you leave over some to be Mafresh Truma at the end. Or regular Truma V'Adar Tzos at the Chiv Misa. By Tevel you can't eat it before you take off Truma Semaisers. But what grows in Chutz Loretz, you have this Kula. You could eat from it first and leave over some to be mafresh later. For Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel also says, Ein trumas chutzalora tasura ela b'misha tuma yoytzalov migufay. That's what we said, that truma, even though it's a chutzalora, truma d'rabbanan, you can't eat it if you're tamei, if it's not bottle b'roiv. But what type of a tuma do you have to have? only a tumah that's yotzalo migufa, means if the person became a zav or a balkeri, or the isha is a nidor, or you led this where the dam came out of her body, or the zav, the keri, came out of the man's body. That tumah is a more chomedic tumah, then the kohen, this kohen cannot eat the truma. But let's say the kohen only touched the mace, or touched the sheris, even though he's tameh, he's allowed to eat truma chutz laretz. But a truma derived, he's not allowed to eat. But truma chutz laretz also sekula. That it's also tidur, it's only if a tuma yotze migufay. The hanimilu, when do we say this, even this chumra, that's only biachila, that if you're a balkeri or a zav, you can't eat the truma, not allowed to touch it. Ava benigiyah left lambo, there's no issa for you to touch it. You're allowed to touch Truma's chutzlar, like there's no mitzvah to watch it, it shouldn't become tummy. On Truma, the rice attack is a mitzvah sesla, you have to watch it. It shouldn't become tummy. But on Truma's chutzlar, you don't have this mitzvah, you don't have this chumrah. And therefore, you don't have to watch it. Abba benegiyah leslambo, there's nothing wrong. Even if somebody touches it, Rashi says, benegiyah leslambo, v'yafa gav shemetam, even though you're making the Truma tummy, lo yichpes lon, it doesn't bother us. We don't have the special mitzvah to watch it that it should not become tamei. It's only a mitzvah by regular truma d'raisa, not by truma d'rabbanan. Here, last number. Omer Ravina says, Hilkach, therefore, nida, yishino, koitza, chala, anisha to nida, she's not a nida dough, even though she makes it tamei, and then take off chala, v'oicholo, a koyin cotton, and even though when she touches it, she makes the tummy, but so what? She's allowed to give it to a koyin cotton. So, poshta, the sight of a koyin cotton just means that he's not a bakeri, that no tumor came out of his body. And pashas, where Rashi learned one sheet of Tosis, that who had been a koyin god or an older koyin, if he went to the mikvah. So, if he becomes tor, the same thing. He's allowed to eat this trumas chutzlorets, even though it itself is tummy. But since he does not have a tumor, yetze megufoy, he's allowed to eat it. So here was koin cotton just means a koin that has no tumas carry. So even though the need to touch the challah made a tummy, but since it's chutz loritz, you let it give it to a koin cotton to eat it. Yeah. Now, what's going to be if you lack a koin cotton? Let's say you have no koin cotton to give it to. So what should she do now? So the locker is, shak leilo bereish masa. She should take it, bereish masa, with the tip of a spoon-like. So Rashi says, means kama di efshel is durei, means that as long as she can watch herself, she's supposed to watch it, to touch it, not to make it tummy. Me'acha shekol Hashem, once she called the truma, at all possible, not to make it tummy. So the Yetzer is, let her take it with a big spoon like, v'shad betanura, and she'll put it into the oven to burn it. Because that's what we do today also. The challah and chutzlots now, if it's tummy, and you can't give it to anybody to eat, so the Yetzer is supposed to burn the challah. Says this Yetzer also. So just saying here, though, that as much as possible she should not touch it, let her just give it to when she goes to burn it, so make sure she doesn't touch it first. Now there's a chumra here that after she burnt this challah, that's tamei, she can't give it to a kohen, she should be mafresh now another piece of challah and give it to a kohen. Now this second challah really has no kedush at all, it's really mamash just chulin. But the reason why we do it is ki heichad lo tishtakach teres chala, that we should not forget this mitzvah of giving chala to a kohen. V'yochol a kohen gadol, even a kohen gadol, an older kohen could eat it now, because it's not really chala; it's really only chulin. So there's no issue of eating it, even though he's tamei. But just since we burned the first chala, it's an inyan that there should always be some type of our freshness chala. Therefore, there's no need to give another piece to the kohen. The question why we don't do bizman is there. But that's what we did over here. Here's the bottom place talks a little bit about this. And Sarichis here. The Taija says, Mashmud la yechmiru la hafresh challah. When do we say you have to give a second challah to a kohen? Elahecha deleka kohen cotton. There's no kohen cotton to give the first one to. But Mashmud, the place where you could give the first challah to a kohen cotton, then you have to give a second one. L'may sa'u minigiz, we're not mafresh a second challah. The Taija says, why they made this chumru by challah, not by truma? Because challah, everybody takes off by themselves. So if you're not used to giving, you forget about it. But truma, not everybody takes off truma. And megilu bo ela bali karkois, and therefore they take off truma from that tefus. Right. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman v'Rav Amron v'Rami bar Chomo hevi kaz lo barva. Once more going in the ship. So Solok Rav Amram Lafnui, Rav Amram went out of the room, he had to go to the base of Kisei. So also he, so a lady came in to ask a shayla. Olas Kamar, she went up in front of them. Omrulu, she said like this to them. Tomei Mace, let's say somebody that touched the mace, he's Tomei Mace. Mal She Yitfol, is he allowed to, if he's a kohen, he's allowed to go to the mikvah. V'yorcho Trumas Chutz Loretz. And then he could eat Trumas Chutz Loretz. So Rashi learns her shayla was, B'loi Herash Shemesh, the guy is not going to wait till nighttime. Usually when you go to the mikvah, you have to wait till Herash Shemesh to eat Truma. But over here anyway, the guy really touched the mace. Really, yes, he should have to wait, really, when he writes to become Torah, should have to wait 7 days, and he has to have Hazor, Gimel, and Shvi. So, here the Shalat just time was, even we know it's only the Rabbanon over here, so the guy maybe has to go to the mikvah, but the Shalat was, does he have to wait for Herash Shemesh or not? No, well, that was the Shalat. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said back, Rami Bachomo, listen, the Chi Hazor Yesh Lonu, like anyway,